Chapter 29. Extra Text. The Wishing Well.
Once upon a time, 3 40-year-old men went to find a wishing well. "But that's only in fairy tales," people said. The three men didn't listen to them. "If you want something, you can get it." Besides, one of them had a lucky ring to help them. So they left home to look for a well. It took weeks and months. Then, one day, the three friends came to a dark, deep forest. They were very tired. One of them sat down on some stones to get some rest. In the forest, it was windy, foggy, and cold. But here, just here, everything suddenly got calm and bright. When the man took away his hands from the stones, it got windy and cold again. Of course, this was the wishing well. They almost missed it in the dark. They looked down into the well. It was black inside, very black. They felt nervous. At last, it was time to make their wishes, but only one wish each. So they each took out a coin from their pockets and dropped it down the well. They heard 3 splashes. Then they each made a secret wish. Did their wishes come true? Well, the first man wanted to be rich. Who doesn't? Now, 5 years later, he owns 6 companies, has 4 big cars and expensive houses all over the country. He even owns a golf club, but he is a lousy player. He forgot to wish for that. Yes, the first man is very, very rich. The second man wanted to be happy for the rest of his life, also quite normal. He married a lovely woman and now lives on a beautiful farm by a lake. He has 3 children, all healthy and intelligent. Even his dogs, cats, cows and pigs look fine. Yes, the second man is very, very happy. And what about the third man, the man with the lucky ring? He didn't want to be rich or happy. He wanted to do something special. He wanted to travel in time. He wanted to travel 40 years into the future. He kissed his lucky ring and dropped his coin into the well. Then he suddenly realized that 40 years was a long time. He might even be dead. So he changed his wish at the last minute. Back instead. He wished to travel 40 years back in time. Too late, he realized.
"Don't cry, darling,"
the mother whispered to her little boy.
"What's that in your hand? Give it to Mummy. A ring? Where on earth did you get that from?"